Hi there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And we're talking about Mother Eve today. And this is a topic I'm really passionate about because I think, you know, she's a very controversial figure in both secular and spiritual history. And some people kind of give her a bad rap. They either resent her and see her sort of as the first person who sinned on the earth, and then others, with this greater, deeper spiritual understanding of her, see her as this precious, elect daughter of God and a vastly important female leader in the early beginnings of the human race. And LDS prophets have commented on her deep wisdom and her responsibilities in the early days of the world. And we're going to share a few of those insights with you today, pulling inspiration as well from a current LDS Living article. So the article is entitled, Five Things Every Mormon Woman Should Know About Mother Eve. And we're going to go through those things. The first is that we need to understand that Eve was one of the, quote, noble and great ones that many prophets saw in visions of the pre-existence. So Eve helped to create the human race, and she ruled with equal dominion along with Adam over the world. And former LDS leader Elder Bruce R. McConkie stated, quote, Eve was among the noble and great in the pre-existence. She ranked in spiritual stature, in faith and devotion, in conformity to eternal law with Adam. A host of mighty men and equally glorious women composed that group of the noble and great ones, as mentioned in the scriptures. Certainly these sisters labored as diligently then and fought as valiantly in the war in heaven as did the brethren, even as they in like manner stand firm today in mortality in the cause of truth and righteousness. End quote. And the second thing we need to understand about Eve is that she was an equal partner with Adam. So in Genesis, in the Old Testament, God says that he created woman, he created Eve, to be, quote, an helpmeet for man, for her husband Adam. And LDS, former LDS president Ezra Taft Benson said, quote, she was to act in partnership with him. So when you look up the definition of helpmeet, it's actually surprisingly powerful. And it comes from the Hebrew words ezer kenegdo, which means a power equal to man. It means to rescue, to succor, to save, and to give strength to. This was Eve's responsibility to Adam, her husband. So when Adam and Eve both partook of the fruit, thus spiritually separating themselves from God, they worked really hard to help each other to live righteously out in the world so that they could teach their children correct principles and then be worthy to return to God's presence someday together. The third thing we need to understand about Eve is that she has been seen in eternal glory by prophets. So LDS President Joseph F. Smith said in his vision of the salvation of the dead, quote, among the great and mighty ones who were assembled in this vast congregation of the righteous were Father Adam and our glorious Mother Eve. Joseph Smith also saw visions of Adam and Eve sitting on thrones in heaven in glory, which proves that she lived and acted righteously while on the earth and is being rewarded for those actions now in heaven. And the fourth thing we need to understand is that Satan actually did not deceive Eve in the Garden of Eden. In the scriptures, it says that Satan, quote, beguiled Eve in the garden when he presented her with the fruit and she decided to partake of it. So according to Dr. Nehama Ashkenazi, author of a book on Eve and a historian, the word beguiled in Hebrew means an intense, multi-level experience which evokes great emotional, psychological, and/or spiritual trauma. So meaning that when Eve was presented with this decision to partake of the fruit, she took a lot of time to evaluate the situation. She went through a huge psychological conflict, and she eventually decided what she thought would be best. She knew what God wanted her to do in that situation. She knew which commandments she needed to keep. And later in Moses chapter 5, verse 11, Eve says, "Were it not for our transgression, we never should have had seed, and never should have known good and evil, and the joy of our redemption, and the eternal life which God giveth unto all the obedient." And the fifth thing the article mentions is that God did not curse Eve or women in general, because she partook of the fruit. So after that event in the garden, the Lord said to Eve, quote, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, end quote. Now that sounds kind of harsh, but according to LDS scholar Hugh Nibley, what the Lord was really saying was that now that Eve was mortal, her earthly experience would be much different than her experience before partaking of the fruit. Her experience now as a human would be filled with more physical pain than she had previously been used to, including childbirth, parenting, and working for her family's well-being and salvation. And we also know that we cannot have joy in this life unless we have also experienced the stark contrast of sorrow and pain. So in this blessing of being able to bear children and being mortal now, the Lord was also giving Eve an incredible opportunity to be able to feel happiness and joy for the first time. I would just like to close out our episode today by saying, I think learning about our first earthly parents, Adam and Eve, is incredibly important, and we can gain a lot of insight into their roles and their responsibilities as children of God, and translate that into what we need to be doing as children of God in our lives today. And I think Adam and Eve were incredible, faithful, righteous people, and there's a lot that we can learn from them. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.